cornmeal mush and breakfast food, the same thing as mush, and sweetened, about the same thing.
Did she make any of those confections that were round and had hole in it?
Donuts, yes. It was a winter. Quite often in the wintertime.
Pretty pleasant.
I made donuts.
Back to those, donuts?
Yes.
And in the morning, did you ever have any of those cakes that are cooked on a pan?
Pancakes, yes. Quite regularly.
You mentioned sourdough. What could you use in place of that, if you can buy it or get it?
Well, I suppose probably your yeast cake would be something similar to it. It is tasted entirely different. I know not very many people can make it out here. I don't suppose you can find very few. I think we've got one man down here in the bank who could probably make sourdough. It's just pretty near lost art around here anymore. Maybe Ms. Beagle might make it. I don't know if she could or not. She's one of the early timers here, but she's a little too young to go back that far.
You mentioned yeast. The pronunciation of that word in the Portuguese I found to be east.
East?
It's a, east.
Yeah.
When you break an egg, what do you call the inside parts?
Yolk and the white.
Yeah, what color is the yolk?
It depends on what the yellow, I always speak of it as yellow, but it isn't always yellow. It's sometimes red, and I've seen green yolks, too.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds
if you could go through, I have a chance every time, go through the Peruna feed mills back there, and they've got yolks coming out just as green as grass everywhere. It doesn't look appetizing. It's just as green as...
It shows that just the kind of feed can change this. Uh-huh.
In Wisconsin, they were thinking of passing a state law that Oleo would be dyed pink.
It is. But you see, they've got the law here where it has to be sectionalized. Even your red yolk doesn't look good to me. An egg isn't appetizing to me at all. It's yellow, but it is just your feed. It just proves the kind of feed you feed colors it.
How did your mother cook eggs? She fried them, and what else could she do with them?
Well, very seldom. I don't recall that she poached them at all. It's either boiled or fried.
You mentioned butchering. When you butchered a hog, what part did you salt?
Well, the ham, shoulders, and side bacon.
Did you smoke at all?
Yes, sir. Smoked it all. And smoke cast and smoked it.
And you mentioned making sausage. Did you ever grind up liver for that?
Not for your sausage. You had the liverwurst made. It would be a sausage, I suppose. Yes, it's not too often. My grandfather liked it very well, and I always made up some for him. And the head cheese, which is the head muscles and that was made into a, was usually put down in a jar and then came out where you could slice it. The cheese and let's see, there's some other, I think it was something else we made. I can't even recall what that was now. The head cheese.
Did you use the juice from head cheese and put cornmeal in it?
Oh, I've eaten a little of that, not very often. Yeah, let's see, they call that speck, didn't they?
Speck.
Speck. That is a German name.
Speck. Did you ever make sausage out of blood?
No, sir. I never even tasted blood sausage. I've heard it spoken of. We never did.
You mentioned the head of the hog. Did you have any special term for this part of it?
The joels, you mean? It's joels.
And you mentioned that